So this is a interesting story, really. We all know that Kim Jong-un is a little bit of a portly fellow. He's always been that way. And recently, he was in a parade, evidently, in Pyongyang. And he was looking imperially slim, which is rather interesting. So the only clip that I could find is this one, which is Fox News. And it's got this, I don't even know who they are. It's got this slob of a guy who's got like a thin lapel jacket. Anyway, this is the only clip I could find, but here it is, folks. Take a look at Kim Jong-un.
He does look good. I'm sorry. He looks better than our president.
No, whoever this is looks fine, but it's not him. It's a body double. Do you remember those stories in the New York?
Did you hear what she said? It looks better than our president. Well, that's a first. I thought they thought that Donald Trump was still the president. So who are they talking about here? I'm a little bit confused. But that kind of led me on this interesting sort of internet search here of what Kim Jong actually eats. And I found this story, folks. It's rather interesting. And this is coming to us from Mashable. And it's entitled, "This is what Kim Jong-un eats." And there he is. You can see he's a little bit chubby. He's got the little dimple chin. And, you know, kind of portly. We'll just say portly. So as of 2019, it's important to preface this whole story with this. More than 10 million North Koreans were suffering severe food shortages. So one of the things that he really evidently likes is Emmental cheese. And there it is. There's a picture of it. And an interesting tidbit in the story is that in 2014, Pyongyang officials actually visited a French dairy college in an attempt to secure more fine cheeses for their country and their leader. Although the request for training Kim's would-be personal cheesemakers was reportedly turned down, there's a good chance he's still finding a way to get his hands on all the cheese he wants. And then it goes on to say that he really enjoys sushi. He likes shark fin soup and Kobe steak, evidently. And the way that we know some of what he likes to eat, because this question did arise, it's like, how do they know what Kim Jong-un likes to eat? Well, in 2015, shortly before returning to North Korea for good, this man, his name is Kenji Fujimoto, spoke to the Daily Mail about his future leader's eating habits. Recalling his 2012 visit to the country, Fujimoto explained that he had taken part in a boozy, extravagant banquet at which Kim Jong-un was present, which gave some insight into the kinds of delicacies Kim prefers. So that's how we got the story, evidently, and Brazilian coffee, I have to agree with him there. That's pretty darn good. But Russian vodka. And in 2019, for example, the Dutch port of Rotterdam seized 90,000 bottles of Russian vodka, which officials believed were headed for Pyongyang. 90,000 bottles. I mean, that's a hell of a way to live, isn't it? I mean, that's just not Kim Jong-un. That's like the top echelon, folks, that's enjoying the 90,000 bottles. Evidently, Cristal. He drank a lot, Fujimoto told the website. His favorite was Cristal, usually about 2 bottles in a sitting. For what it's worth, the story says, by consuming 2 bottles of the stuff in a single sitting, Kim would have been adding over 1,100 calories to his daily intake. My God. That's where the dimpled chin comes from. And that's not enough. It's a Hennessy. Yes, even more booze. Under Kim Jong II, North Korea allegedly spent around $1 million every year on Hennessy, a brand of French cognac which cost about $630 per bottle in North Korea, more than most North Koreans make in a year. Kim the Elder had often been spotted drinking Hennessy at meetings and summits with world leaders, and it seems the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Kim Jong-un was said to be drunk when he ordered the execution of his uncle's political aides in 2013. It's not certain what he'd been drinking, but it's not hard to imagine there's still a little of his father's stash left lying around. This is a man that wants nuclear power, folks. And, you know, 90,000 bottles of champagne, Cristal, Hennessy, now Bordeaux wines, evidently, too. And this one was kind of a little bit of a shocker. Snake wine. I've never heard of snake wine. Well, evidently, Kim does include one more type of wine in his cellar, the story says, albeit one with a far more specific purpose than the others. According to a 2014 report by UK tabloid Metro, Kim regularly drinks snake wine, a popular drink that comes with the body of a dead cobra in the bottle, which is thought by some to increase the virility of the drinker. Kim's reliance on snake wine is said to have come from his desire and failure to father a second child with his wife. Right. Okay. So, folks, there we have it. And that's what's put the pounds on the man. And, you know, humanitarian issues aside, the country's full of humanitarian issues. But let's see if he can just... I mean, I have to admit, he looks much better in that clip, right? He's looking thin. He's looking tanned. Let's see if it stays off. Till next time, folks.